Your Parliament at Work. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. What happens in the Scottish Parliament? The Scottish Parliament is the place where members of the Scottish Parliament, MSPs, represent you on the issues that matter to you. Their work includes taking part in debates, considering proposals for laws, carrying out inquiries, and questioning members of the Scottish Government. What is the Scottish Government? The Scottish Government is a separate organisation from the Scottish Parliament and is based in different buildings. It is usually formed by the largest political party or group of parties represented in the Parliament. The head of the Scottish Government is the First Minister, who chooses Cabinet Secretaries, who are responsible for specific policy areas, Ministers who work with the Cabinet Secretaries, and Law Officers, who are the chief legal advisers to the Scottish Government. The Scottish Government's job is to run the country and set policy on matters for which the Scottish Parliament has responsibility. These are known as devolved matters. MSPs have a responsibility to check the Scottish Government is acting in your best interest. Get informed. The Scottish Parliament is responsible for a range of policy areas, including health, education, and justice. Other matters, such as immigration, can be dealt with only by the UK Parliament. Find out more in the How the Parliament Works section of our website. How do your MSPs work for you in the Scottish Parliament? Motions and debates. MSPs can submit parliamentary motions to raise awareness of an issue or propose a course of action. Some of these motions form the subject of debates in the Chamber. During debates, the presiding officer, who is in charge of meetings in the Chamber, aims to give every MSP who wants to speak a fair chance to contribute. Most debates cover matters of national concern, but there are also members' business debates, which allow MSPs to discuss a local issue in detail. Questions. MSPs ask questions of the Scottish Government to seek information and hold it to account for its actions. There are two types of question. Written questions, which are a good way for MSPs to get detailed information, and oral questions, which are questions MSPs ask in the Chamber, for example, at First Minister's questions. The text of oral questions is published in advance, but members of the Scottish Government do not know what additional questions will be asked. This allows the MSPs to challenge the Scottish Government more directly. Get involved. MSPs ask questions and speak in debates on your behalf. If there is an issue you would like raised, you can find out who your MSPs are and how to contact them using the postcode search on our website. Get informed. The written record of what is said in all debates and oral question time sessions, known as the official report, and the text of all written questions and answers are available in the Parliamentary Business section of our website. Committee inquiries. MSPs regularly come together in small groups called committees to look at what the Scottish Government has done in a particular subject area and what could be improved. Committees have a key role to play in holding the Scottish Government to account. An inquiry is a way for a committee to look in depth at a particular issue. During an inquiry, a committee can call for views, hold participation events, go on fact-finding visits, and question members of the Scottish Government and other individuals and organisations. Get involved. Your participation is a key part of the inquiry process. You can give your views in writing or take part in events and online surveys. Submit a petition to the Public Petitions Committee, which can lead to an inquiry or a debate in the Chamber. Follow and interact with committees on Twitter. Attend a committee meeting, most of which are held in public, or watch online. Get informed. Each committee has its own pages on our website, with details of what it's doing and how to get involved. You can access these at parliament.scot/committees. Legislation. Most of the proposals for new laws, known as bills, come from the Scottish Government. Individual MSPs and committees can also introduce bills which might be on an issue identified by you as needing attention. MSPs then decide whether or not a bill is necessary, examine how each bill could be improved, and decide whether or not it should become law. All MSPs can take part in debates on bills in the chamber, propose changes, known as amendments, to bills, and take part in the decision on whether or not to pass a bill. They also do important work through committees, looking in depth at what is proposed, how it will be achieved, and proposed amendments. Get involved. Your input can make a real difference to legislation. You can give your views when a committee issues a call for evidence on a bill. You can also contact MSPs to suggest changes to bills in progress. Get informed. You can follow current bills going through the Parliament on the Bills page on our website. The budget. As your representatives, MSPs have a responsibility to check that your money is being spent wisely by the Scottish Government. Each autumn, the Scottish Government sets out its spending and taxation proposals for the next financial year in the draft budget. MSPs examine this in committees and in the Chamber. The Parliament can propose changes to the draft budget, provided these do not increase total spending. The Scottish Government then introduces a budget bill in January. This bill cannot become law unless MSPs agree to it. Get involved. You can have a say in public spending and taxation by giving your views on the draft budget to committees. Get informed. The Scottish Parliament increased its tax powers under the Scotland Act 2016. Existing tax powers included business rates, council tax, land and buildings transaction tax, and landfill tax. The Scotland Act 2016 gave new tax powers, more income tax powers from 2017 to 18, air passenger duty, and the aggregates levy. Keep up to date with Parliament business. There are lots of ways you can keep up to date with what the Scottish Parliament is doing. You can sign up to our newsletter, This Week in the Scottish Parliament. Look at the Business Bulletin for details of parliamentary business, including chamber and committee meetings. Read the official report. Watch Parliament TV or our YouTube channel. Follow the Scottish Parliament and committees on Twitter. Book tickets to watch chamber or committee meetings through visitor services. You can call visitor services on 0800 092 7600 or 0131 348 5200. You can also send an email to visit@parliament.scot. More information. If you would like more information about the Scottish Parliament, its membership, business or procedures, please contact Public Information. You can ask us a question online through live chat at parliament.scot/live-chat. Or you can call us on 0800 092 7500 or 0131 348 5000. If you want to speak to us in Gaelic, you can call 0131 348 5395. We also welcome calls using the text relay service or in British Sign Language through contact Scotland-BSL. You can email info@parliament.scot or text us on 07786 209888. If you would like to write to us, our address is Public Information, The Scottish Parliament, Edinburgh, EH99 1SP. You can find out more about the Scottish Parliament on our website at parliament.scot. We also have accounts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. If you need information in another format or language, please get in touch. If you contact us with an inquiry, we will use the information you provide only in order to deal with your inquiry. To find out more about how we handle your information, visit parliament.scot/data protection or contact us. This is the first edition of Your Parliament at Work, produced in June 2016 and revised in March 2018. End of recording.